Champlain College last year celebrated the 20th anniversary of its video game development program. For part of the curriculum, students can spend time in Montreal learning how some of the industry's biggest game studios work. As Vermont Public's Bryant Denton reports, students' time abroad reflects the hands-on nature of the college's game program.
Montreal is known for its cultural festivals and poutine, its historical architecture, and an underground walkable city. But it also just happens to be one of the gaming capitals of the world, home to studios like Behavior Interactive, known for the game Dead by Daylight and its latest title, The Casting of Frank Stone, released last September. In the fall, the company hosted students from Champlain College for a Q&A session and workplace tour.
The time is running. You guys have great questions. I love it. Thank you.
Behavior employees talked about the passion and persistence needed to carve out a life making video games.
What was the game that convinced you to go into the gaming industry?
I was doing stuff in Second Life. I built like a nightclub for some reason. That was my first dev experience.
Oh my gosh.
The relationship between Champlain and Montreal's gaming ecosystem isn't one-sided. The college's game development program functions as sort of a professional pipeline. Some of the Behavior Interactive employees at the Q&A were Champlain alumni. The curriculum for students has evolved through the decades, growing from just a few different classes to seven distinct programs, allowing students to gain comprehensive knowledge of the field, from conception, programming, production, marketing, distribution, and more. Margot Lissat from Behavior Interactive says students are ready for a job when they finish the program.
Champlain students have the opportunity to actually create a game with different disciplines, which prepares them to be working in a studio-like environment. And that makes them stand out. Not a lot of universities are offering that.
Lissat is talking about the capstone project at Champlain. Each year, the senior class develops a game, mimicking production cycles used in the real world. Here's some background music from a game produced last year, called Moai Mayhem. Students first focus on working collaboratively to bring their game design concepts to life, leading into weekly feedback sessions from classmates.
After some intensive ideation and prototyping, the seniors settle on the idea that they want to aim for a green light presentation and pitch.
That was Jonathan Ferguson. He teaches game design, development, and history at Champlain. I spoke with him after wrapping up an exhibit celebrating 20 years of the game studio, which featured more than 100 student games.
So we're looking at a process that takes, you know, a whole 4 years of undergraduate education, culminating in a year-long development cycle.
Part of that development cycle can take place across the border in Montreal, a city that's become a fertile ground for aspiring game creators.
Yes, it's really an immersion into our culture and into the gaming industry.
Genevieve Lord is in charge of Champlain College's Montreal campus, which houses around 20 to 30 students in the heart of downtown. She says the game company Ubisoft was lured to the city in 1997 with tax credits and other incentives. Other studios followed suit. Today, Montreal houses companies of all sizes, with branches of large corporations like Square Enix or Warner Brothers, along with untold amounts of indie developers. Winnie Song used to design games for Square Enix Montreal and is now an assistant professor at New York University. She knows firsthand how powerful a student project can be in opening doors. You're hearing a track right now from the game that got Song a job at the Mega Studio, responsible for Hitman and Tomb Raider, among other hit franchises.
So I hadn't even like applied there, but they reached out to me being like, can we do like an interview? We're looking for a game designer.
Square Enix had seen a split-screen strategy game Song made called Bad Blood.
Yeah, it was like a little project that I worked on my own, and they were like just impressed by the design of it, which was like pretty simple.
She's being modest. Bad Blood came in second place at a showcase at the 2015 Game Developers Conference in San Francisco.
So I tell my students all the time, I'm like, your final project has to be your name card, because that's the thing that people will want you for.
Ubisoft Montreal developed long-standing IPs like The Prince of Persia and Assassin's Creed. Another part of the studio's legacy is hosting a competition for Champlain and other college students to design games. Practical experience and face time with established companies goes a long way, as the game industry is both competitive and volatile. Margot Lissette with Behavior Interactive says the field had a huge peak of growth during the pandemic, followed by mass layoffs, game cancellations, and studio acquisitions, mergers, and shutdowns in the past 2 years.
So it can be pretty scary right now for graduates to actually find a job, but it's just cycles. Life is full of cycles, right? This is one of them.
While jobs are harder to come by, Lissette has some advice for students.
What I always tell them is continue working on their own project. They should not lose hope.
After all, in a bad year, Champlain College says about 3/4 of students still find jobs in the game industry within a year of graduation, while 85% to nearly all graduates find positions in a really good one. As we've learned, it helps when students have something to show for their time in the program. For Vermont Public, I'm Bryant Denton.